The Girl Who Fell from the Sky by Simon Moore. Narrated by Anna Bentinck.
Forward. The French section of the Special Operations Executive sent 39 women into the field between May 1941 and September 1944. Of these, 12 were murdered following their capture by the Germans, while one other died of meningitis during her mission. The remainder survived the war. Some of these women became well known to the public through films and books that were written about them. Others remained and remain obscure. They were all remarkable. Pour vivre heureux, vivons cachés. Florian. Trapeze. She's sitting in the fuselage, trussed like a piece of baggage, battered by noise. Half an hour earlier, they manhandled her up through the door because she was too encumbered with her parachute to climb the ladder unassisted. Now, she is just there, with the sound drumming on her ears, and the inadequate light and the hard metal and packages all around her. If only she could sleep, like Benoit. He's sitting opposite, his eyes closed and his head rocking with the movement of the machine, like a passenger on a train. It's one of the most infuriating things about him, his ability to sleep wherever and whenever he pleases. The dispatcher, young, gauche, prominent Adam's apple and slicked hair, stumbles towards her through the racket. He seems a kind of Chiron, accompanying the souls of the dead towards Hades. Her father would love that thought. His classical illusions, she always called them. The airman grins ghoulishly at her and bends to open the hatch in the floor, releasing night and cold into the fuselage like water rushing in from a sprung leak. Looking down, she can see the huddled buildings of a town sliding beneath, smudged with cloud and lit by the moon. A mysterious seabed over which their craft floats. Benoit opens one eye to see what's going on, gives her a quick smile, and returns to his sleep.
Quand?
The dispatcher shouts above the noise. He begins to bundle packets of paper out into the blackness, like a manic delivery boy throwing newspapers to his customers in the darkness of a winter morning. The bundles crack open as they drop into the void. He thrusts one of the leaflets towards her so that she can read the news. La Revue du Monde Libre, it says, apportée par la...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?